Video is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. Oasis Forum warns a threat to democracy as it withdraws from constitutional amendment dialogue. CAAC condemns selective justice in the Ministry of Finance allowance scandal. The death toll in the floods which struck Indonesia last week has now climbed to more than 500.
FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. The Oasis Forum has urged Zambians to stand firm in defense of constitutionalism and the rule of law after pulling out of dialogue with the government over the constitutional amendment process, warning that proceedings under the current framework risk undermining democratic integrity and could even lead to national instability. Announcing the withdrawal, Oasis Forum Chairperson Beauty Katebe accused government of insisting on what she described as an illegal and flawed process anchored on Bill 7 of 2025. Her remarks came hours after government chief spokesperson Cordelia Smitwa announced that government had suspended the dialogue, claiming the forum was not prepared to engage constructively. However, Ms. Katebe stated that their decision to withdraw was made because government representatives appeared determined to continue with a process that breaches constitutional orders. She stated that the forum communicated its position to President Akin Ndlichum on November 29, with a letter delivered to the government's technical team the following day. According to Ms. Katebe, both the dialogue process and the direct meeting with the president failed to yield meaningful progress as government officials refused formally withdraw the Bill Number 7 from Parliament. She listed several issues of concern, beginning with what she termed the illegality of continuing the bill, whose initiation, the Constitutional Court declared a nullity due to the absence of a mandatory nationwide consultation. Ms. Katebe further argued that any report produced by the current technical committee operating without a legal framework to guarantee its independence would also be illegal.
The Oasis Forum regrets to inform the public that it decided to pull out of the dialogue on the constitution amendment process when it became clear that the government was adamant on its position to continue with an illegality. It is for this reason that on the 29th November 2025, following its sitting, the Oasis Forum wrote to the Republican president on its principled stance on the matter, which later was delivered to the smaller team representing government on the 30th of November 2025.
Meanwhile, President Akin Ndlichum has called for calm, unity and constructive engagement in the ongoing constitution amendment process, urging stakeholders to allow the technical committee to complete its work and present its report through the established channels. Speaking during a meeting at State House with civil society organizations, church mother bodies and student unions representatives, President Ndlichum said that the constitutional reform process must be handled in a dignified and orderly manner, free from misinformation and unnecessary tension. The president revealed that the technical committee leading the amendment process is ready to deliver its report, stating that once it's completed, it will be submitted where it is supposed to go in line with national procedures. presentation, I expressed concern that some stakeholders were attempting to stop the process midway, stressing the need to return the country to civility and allow democratic institutions to function without interference. He says that continued engagement will be undertaken until the process is logically concluded, adding that the responsibility to counter misinformation such as claims about 7-year presidential term and changes to the running mate clause rests with national leaders.
As part of what I think is what civility dictates and demands, to dialogue. You are here to dialogue with ourselves as members of one community, the Zambian community. Doing different things, yes, but truly as members of one integral community. And when we're challenged over anything in society, we come to the dialogue table. We don't prepare for conflict. We pray for peace. We pray for understanding. We pray for wisdom. That when we engage in a meaningful dialogue, it will take us one more step closer to some convergence of some kind.
And earlier, representatives from civil society organizations, the church and student unions expressed support for the constitutional amendment process, urging governments to proceed while maintaining open engagement with stakeholders.
You have shown us the way that every voice counts for something. There is no one voice, Mr. President, not one organization whose voice should suffocate the voices of others. Because, Mr. President, your leadership of inclusivity has shown us that there is no voice too small. There is no idea too far off. All of us are part and parcel of this great nation, Zambia.
On the issue of dialogue, and more reason we are here, Mr. President, the House of Clerks Zambia is now deeply troubled by the conduct of certain stakeholders, particularly the Oasis Forum. Throughout this process, we note with serious concern the following pattern of behavior. Firstly, the Oasis Forum chose to boycott the technical committee consultations, which is their right, a process that was open, fair, and accessible to all Zambians. Having voluntarily excluded themselves from the democratic process, they now claim the process lacked inclusivity.
The people, the Lufwanyama community, is appalled by the Catholic Church and the Oasis Forum's blatant attempts to hold our nation hostage over the constitutional amendment bill.
The Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has criticized the manner in which the Minister of Finance illegal allowances scandal has been concluded, describing it as a clear case of selective justice. Reports indicate that the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has closed the matter and directed the implicated officers to simply refund the money. In 2022, 18 Ministry of Finance officials were arrested for illegally drawing allowances amounting to 3 million kwacha from fictitious amounts. CAAC Executive Director Brighton Tembo says that he's shocked that individuals who allegedly took public funds meant for citizens have not faced a persecution and have instead been asked to repay the money despite having benefited financially at the expense of the poor. Mr. Tembo argues that the decision sharply contrasts with other cases where people have been jailed for offences such as failure to comply with procurement procedures or failure to declare interest in business dealings. He says that this inconsistency raises serious concerns about fairness in the fight against corruption.
Once again, that is a pure demonstration indicating that there are people who systematically are prevented from facing prosecutions in the courts of law because of what we perceive to be proximity, their proximity to the current regime. When this case started, we've been making statements. We were very skeptical because we suspected certain people among us, 18, those Minister of Finance officials, 18 of among us, some among us, those 18, were very much close to the current regime. So even when they dragged on, remember, this case started almost more than 2 years ago with high dramatization.
When contacted for a comment, SEC Acting Corporate Affairs Manager Christopher Chivanko said that he would respond to the query once authority is granted by the management. In other news, the technical lecturers and allied workers union has backed government plans to transform selected trade unions into polytechnic institutions, describing the move as a major boost to skills development and employment creation.